Tomorrow, if we live, our ponderous squire will give a grand political dinner to half the squires near. And Maud will wear her jewels, and the bird prey will hover, and the titmouse hope to win her with his chirrup at her ear. A grand political dinner to the men of many acres, a gathering of the Tory. A dinner, and then a dance for the maids and marriage makers. And every eye but mine will glance at Maud in all her glory. For I am not invited, but with the Sultan's pardon, I am all as well delighted, for I know her own rose garden and mean to linger in it till the dancing will be over. And then, oh then, come out to me for a minute, but for a minute, come out to your own true lover, that your true lover may see your glory also and render all homage to his own darling, Queen Maud, in all her splendor. Come into the garden, Maud, for the black bat night has flown. Come into the garden, Maud, I am here at the gate alone. And the woodbine spices are wafted abroad, and the musk of the roses blown. For a breeze of morning moves, and the planet of love is on high, beginning to faint in the light that she loves on a bed of daffodil sky. To faint in the light of the sun she loves, to faint in his light, and to die. All night have the roses heard the flute, violin, bassoon. All night has the casement jessamine stirred to the dancers dancing in tune, till a silence fell with the waking bird, and a hush with the setting moon. I said to the lily, there is but one with whom she has heart to be gay. When will the dancers leave her alone? She is weary of dance and play. Now half to the setting moon are gone, and half to the rising day. Low on the sand and loud on the stone, the last wheel echoes away. I said to the rose, the brief night goes in babble and revel and wine. Oh, young lord lover, what sighs are those for one that will never be thine? But mine, so I swear to the rose, forever and ever, mine. The slender acacia would not shake one long milk bloom on the tree. The white lake blossom fell into the lake, as the pimpernel goes on a leaf. But the rose was awake all night for your sake, knowing your promise to me. The lilies and roses were all awake, they sighed for the dawn and leaves. Queen Rose of the Rosebud Garden of Girls, come hither, the dances are done. In gloss of satin and glimmer of pearls, Queen Lily and Rose in one. Shine out, little head, sunning over with curls to the flowers, and be their sun. There has fallen a splendid tear from the passion flower at the gate. She is coming, my dove, my dear, she is coming, my life, my fate. The red rose cries, she is near, and the white rose weeps, she is late. The larkspur listens, I hear, and the lily whispers, I am late. She is coming, my own, my sweet, were it ever so airy a tread, my heart would hear her and beat, were it earth in an earthy bed. My dust would hear her and beat had I lain for a century dead, would start and tremble under her feet and blossom in purple and red. Shadow flits before me, not thou, but like to thee. It leads me forth at evening, it lightly winds and steals in a cold white robe before me, and all my spirit reels at the shouts, the leagues of lights, and the roaring of the wheels. 'Tis a morning pure and sweet, and the light and shadow fleet. She is walking in the meadow, and the woodland echo rings. In a moment we shall meet. She is singing in the meadow, and the rivulet at her feet ripples on in light and shadow to a ballad that she sings. But there rings on a sudden a passionate cry. There is someone dying or dead, and a sullen thunder is rolled. Then I rise. The eavesdrops fall, and the yellow vapors choke the great city, sounding wide. The day comes, a dull red ball wrapped in drifts of lurid smoke on the misty river tide. Alas for her that met me, that heard me softly call, came glimmering through the laurels at the quiet even fall, in the garden by the turrets of the old memorial hall. But the broad light glares and beats, and the shadow flits and fleets and will not let me be. And I loathe the squares and streets and the faces that one meets, hearts with no love for me. Dead. Long dead. Long dead. And my heart is a handful of dust. And the wheels go over my head, and my bones are shaken with pain. For into a shallow grave they are thrust, only a yard beneath the street, and the hooves of the horses beat, beat, the hooves of the horses beat, beat into my scalp and my brain with never an end to the stream of passing feet, driving, hurrying, marrying, burying, clamour and rumble and ringing and clatter. And here beneath it is all as bad, for I thought the dead had peace, but it is not so. To have no peace in the grave, is that not sad? But up and down and to and fro, ever about me the dead men go, and then to hear a dead man chatter is enough to drive one mad. But I know where a garden grows, fairer than aught in the world beside, all made up of the million roses that blow by night when the season is good, to the sound of dancing music and flutes. Oh me, why have they not buried me deep enough? Is it kind to have made me a grave so rough, me that was never a quiet sleeper? Maybe still I am but half dead, and I cannot be wholly dumb. I will cry to the steps above my head, and somebody, surely, some kind heart will come to bury me deeper, ever so little deeper.